Nolte, Olympic Gender Madness Leads to 46 Seconds of Woman Battering. By John Nolte on August 1, 2024. Algerian Olympic female boxer Amane Khalif is not female, according to the International Boxing Association, IBA. Khalif has male biological characteristics and elevated levels of testosterone and Y chromosomes. And, if you believe in science, the Y chromosomes mark the end of the argument. And, now, to the eternal shame of the Olympics, Khalif was allowed to compete against a woman in the boxing competition. Which is not only insane, it is an outright act of cruelty. Despite what you might see in woke movies, women have almost zero chance in fights against men. Weight class has zero to do with it. Men are much, much stronger than women, which is why civilization has separated men's and women's sports since time began. Men competing against women is simply cheating. But what happened at the Olympics is even worse. In front of the whole world, Khalif was allowed to beat on a woman for 46 seconds until her headgear was knocked loose. Until she landed on her knees, crying in frustration as her lifelong dream was shattered through an intolerable injustice. What happened to Italy's Angela Carini was not only unfair, it was cruel and savage. This young woman spent her formative years sweating, working out, and sacrificing, and, now, it's all been stolen by a malicious cheater backed by a monstrous ideology that told her, "You can either quit on your knees or risk a life-shattering injury because our obscene ideology comes before fairness, your personal safety, and biology." John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.